Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM, Nudia in the afternoon. Here with you, special guests in the building. Please welcome back again, Aaron Kamari. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you by. I mean, last time you were here, you were telling us where we could see the dancers. I know that's kind of your lane.
Sure is.
I follow you on social media if you want to know, like, what's happening in the city, what productions to see. We love to keep you informed here on Vocalo. We love to tell you where to go. This is the only thing on my list this weekend, okay? This is the one thing on my agenda, and I cannot wait to see it. It is your new piece, mm-hmm. The Function. And I guess, well, it's your new production.
Mm-hmm.
And so talking to you a little bit before this interview, you've kind of put a lot behind this. Like you were telling me, you know, the space and everything. And it runs pretty long. It's 4 weeks, right?
It is, yeah.
The opening was last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah. So The Function is a dance piece. And I actually started making it during the, you know, deep, deep pandemic. And it, I know, the darkest timeline. And over the course of 2020 and 2021, workshopping that with a group of dancers. And I actually premiered it for the first time at the Museum of Contemporary Art. And so this is an adaptation of it and a remounting. And what's really exciting about it is that we have, like you were saying, we've taken over this warehouse space in East Garfield Park and really built out sort of a dance floor and a whole like scenic universe with it, which is really, really exciting. And the first time we've ever done that for an extended run.
And I was going to say, because putting on a production, it's so easy to think of like, okay, like a stage and the audience.
Yeah.
What made you kind of want to switch up the format? Was it the numbers themselves where you're like, I feel like people need to see it from every angle, more angles? Or what really inspired you to make that decision?
That's a great question. I feel like when I had first envisioned this piece, I'd always envisioned it to be really, really close up proximity. You know, my experience as a maker, I really learned how to make choreography out of sort of atypical dance environments. So not necessarily theaters, but bars and nightclubs and house parties and things like that. And so The Function, it really is like of that world, you know, where we were in the pandemic and we were imagining, God, if we could be anywhere, where would we want to be? And we really missed like that proximity, and we really missed the like bass heavy energy and kind of like the wild messiness of that world. And so that ended up really being what the project really reflects that. And so putting it in this warehouse space feels like it's really getting it's really like, you know, coming into its own, if that makes any sense.
I love that. And, you know, I love that you kind of are admitting that this kind of the seed started during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I feel like a lot, like we're kind of seeing a lot of visions that did get to start when we had a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We may have been like a little bit too sad to really execute them or really put that much like time and effort. Like we were all going through it. But I love that you're like, you know, I have this little image, this little vision during the pandemic, and now I get to bring it back to life. Mm. I mean, I was watching Jersey Shore because that's like, that's what I wanted. I'm like, do you remember when you were in a hot, sweaty club and people were too close to you?
Listen,
you know?
We can only be ourselves, you know?
So, you know, the function, what made you come up with the title for it?
That's a great question. I mean, you mentioned, you know, vision and visioning of that time, you know, imagining at that time. And that's actually really one of the main driving curiosities for me. So The Function is this big, there's four dancers. It's this femme-powered piece. The performers themselves, they aren't just creating the performance. They're also operating their own sort of, you know, what we've been calling DIY stagecraft or tech. So they're doing their own lights and they're doing cueing their own sound. They've created and built up their vision of the world or what they hope of it. And they're also destroying it. And they're also rebuilding it and reimagining it. And so the title, The Function, is in part nodding to, of course, the sort of house party energy of the work. But it's also a nod to recognizing how we build, not just how we build something, but how we create it and kind of like the labor of that and how something, really interrogating how something functions. And then how can we push past those limitations and dream something bigger?
I love that. And I was reading the piece is the production 70 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Now you said there's only four dancers.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, the math is just trying to math right now. And I was just wondering how that's, you know, you can't tell us everything, but it works.
Oh yeah.
It works.
Oh yeah. I mean, these dancers are so incredible. They are phenomenal athletes. They are phenomenal artists. You know, and they really carry the range of messiness and beauty and wild vulnerability and quiet and tenderness. You know, it's really all them. And one of my primary collaborators for this project is VD Girl, who is a, you know, legendary
we
DJ.
Love her, yeah.
We love her. Yeah. Who's a part of Slow-Mo and is a part of Good Girls Collective. And VD also, you know, helped craft that 70 minutes, if you will, with us to sort of really hold that space and take that journey.
And the great thing is that I think, you know, when people purchase tickets, do they get this? Because I got like a little breakdown
mm-hmm.
of like the rules. And
oh,
the
yeah.
You guys, it was like a whole interview in there.
Oh, yeah.
You guys broke down all the details. And so another detail in this is that you are going to have the four dancers. Now, my big question was, did you choreograph this whole thing? Or did the dancers serve as choreographers as well? Like,
that's
how
a great
did it work?
Question. I think that we all really kind of co-authored it. So to me, I love to collaborate. So there's movement from the dancers' experiences, their stories, their bodies. There's movement from mine. And we really kind of put this big pile of material together. And then I, as a director, really kind of craft and edit it from the outside and help steer the bigger vision. And then they get to really embody it. And we kind of have it's very conversational.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. And so, because I feel like especially prestigious choreographers, mm-hmm. it's like, here's your counts, here's your steps, and then that's kind of it. And a good dancer executes them. But this really sounds like kind of more of a labor of love.
Oh, yeah.
For this. And so what could people expect? I mean, they're going to show up, you repurpose the stage, right? Everyone's going to be around the stage. It's not the typical like performance set up.
Mm-hmm.
You got the four dancers, 70 minutes. You got VD Girl
mm-hmm.
on the sounds,
mm-hmm.
which can't be dangerous, I know, because her music is so good sometimes. What else could people kind of be in for?
Yeah, that's great. You know, there's a little pre-show moment, so there's a lot to see in the space once you enter. We've got you can grab a drink, just kind of walk around. Once the show starts, it's very what I like to call low key interactive, which is that just, you know, do what you want to do, don't do what you want to do. But like I said, I keep coming back to this house party motif, if you will. So you might need to lend a hand and help someone out and move a thing. And you know, the performance itself will be 70 minutes. Folks are going to hand you a thing, a prop or something to interact with if you'd like to. But other than that, you're just vibing and watching and supporting the performers.
I love that. And where could people get tickets if they want to put this on their calendar?
Mm. You can go to my website, which is just erinkilmurray.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, which is E_Kilmurray. And all that information is out there for you. And tickets are kind of flying, I got to say. So
yeah, we'd love to
get
see
on
it.
It.
I'll put a little applause in the background. We love when tickets fly. that's kind of a long run for a production, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a little atypical for sure, but I really love it because that allows for the performance to be its own practice. There's something regular, you know. The function is every Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Land and Sea Department. And there's something really kind of poetic about that I really love. And it lets the energy extend, you know, well after the performance is over.
I love that. And didn't you like win something prestigious? Like, ooh, you won a residency recently? I saw it on Instagram.
Listen, thank you for noticing.
I saw everyone congratulating you. And,
yeah.
And what was that exactly?
It's really special. There is a really amazing foundation, excuse me, project program called the U.S. Artist Fellowship. And so 50 artists nationally are awarded across disciplines across the country every year. And I was one of those artists in dance, and I got to represent Chicago this year, which is pretty incredible.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
No, I was wondering, I was like, is she going to like leave the country? Or I was like, what does this mean?
Oh, no, I'm Chicago. Let's go. I'm here.
And looking forward, are you teaching? What other projects do you have coming up? I mean, as a dancer, a choreographer. I'm sure there's always something in the books for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be teaching some drop-in classes for those folks out there who like contemporary dance. And then also I run a project called the Fly Honey Show. And we are going to have some workshops at the end of the summer. So keep
I
an
love
eye
that.
Out.
I told you. Okay, I follow because I'm trying to go to a workshop. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose some calories.
Listen,
I'm trying to look cute. You
we're
know,
body loving.
I'm trying to hair flip, right? You know, all those things. And so the last Fly Honeys show I went to, by the way, last time we had you on was for the Fly Honeys. Oh my gosh, I had the time of my life. That was such an amazing production over at Talia Hall. That's when I heard VD Girl for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only opened but closed after the show. And I think me and my friend Josh burned about 10,000 calories on the dance floor. That was super fun.
Favorite way to do it.
Where could people follow you and your other projects to keep in touch with everything going
on? Yeah. So Instagram, my handle is E_Kilmarie, and then also at the Fly Honeys. So those are, you know, project adjacent, but, you know, we've always got something that we're working on and cooking up.
Well, thank you so much, Erin, for stopping by.
Thank you.
And coming by Vocalo, seeing the new studio. We love having you.
Thank you so much.